This is a kind of internal discussion of transparency that one needs to take very seriously in terms of bringing everyone on board and agreeing how to proceed as a unified team. In the next part of my talk, briefly, I'd like to talk about the highlights of the US healthcare system, because we are, of course, a microcosm of that, and we need to understand the challenges and opportunities that are existent in this great country. Here's a few simple things. I think many of you are aware of all these because they impact on everything we do, from the state government finances to businesses to cities and every place that we do. A healthcare system which is $2.7 trillion and nearly 20% of our economy is critically important. So you can see there is, if you look at this about the wealth of countries, about GDP, and look how much each of the countries spend on their individuals for health, is a pretty good line here. It's remarkably good, actually, in terms of as our GDP of countries go up, we tend to spend more per health. But remarkably, when you look at the United States, we should be somewhere here, but we're over there. So we spend a far greater amount of our GDP on healthcare for our individuals, and a lot of this then is the challenge we have that we are in the midst of discussing now. Here you can think about it in another way. Here's the amount we spend per capita on health per individual in our country. This is where the mean is, and these are many other important developed countries across the globe. And here you can see where we fit in terms of the overall quality of life. So you might imagine if we spent a tremendous amount of money, we should get good value for it. But one of the challenges and pains that we have is a lot of this money is spent without producing good outcomes. And you can see, compared to some countries that spend much less money than us, our outcomes, where we spend much more, are less good in terms of a whole variety of outcomes. Life expectancy for men and women. Here you can see in terms of a number of things, treatment of high blood pressure, asthma, pneumonia, we do less well than many other countries. And therefore, one of our big challenges that the Affordable Health Care Act is designed, hopefully, to address, is that we should be able to spend less money for greater value. And this is really important in terms of the overall success of our country going forward, and some of the issues related to our budget and so forth. So in the last part of my talk, let me just talk about briefly some of the challenges that we have in terms of the new Health Care Act, which is being implemented with some difficulty, as you're all aware of now, but nevertheless is, as best as I can tell, going forward, and despite a lot of opposition in Congress, it's likely it will still go forward over the next few years. So here are some of the principles we need to deal with as our individual healthcare centers, health sciences centers, as we deal with this. The first is in terms of risk and responsibility for patient care, population health. At the moment, a lot of the care is taken care of by a variety of insurers. In this case, we just wrote Aetna here, and here's our hospital and healthcare system. But over time, the belief is we'll be able to, or will be entrusted to, taking care of large populations of patients at a greater risk, and that the health insurers will reduce risk by putting it onto us in terms of opportunities, but also challenges. And here's some of the things that Medicare are already instituting, as well as rapidly now some private healthcare insurers, and of course states are doing this through their Medicaid funding. You can see at the moment everything is fee-for-service, or a great deal is fee-for-service, and this has led, for a variety of reasons, to the costly healthcare system we have. And now Medicare and Medicaid are instituting value-based purchasing, reducing readmission and causing penalties if we don't succeed, bundling services, and by this I mean episodes of care.